May 24th. How good the Lord is. When I contemplate the limitless goodness of God, I feel my heart dissolving with gratitude and love. And also with pain, for I see, how few see, how good the Lord is. Many, in order to call him good, want outstanding things from him, but then proclaim him to be not good, if they are very slightly stricken by something unpleasant. But he is always good. He is a real dad for his faithful children, and he is also good to those less faithful as well, on whom he lavishes boundless treasures of patient love capable of waiting for repentance. But with his faithful children, then, with those who place their hand in his hand as a father and proceed that way, looking at him with the holy loving pride of children who love their begetter. Oh, with those what a wonder, what perfection and goodness God works. He displays moving acts of providence, at all hours, in all events. He turns not only the needs, but also the minimal desires of his faithful little children into realities, and gives us these realities as gifts, as rewards, just like a good dad, to make us happy. I think of that gospel sentence. No one who abandons house dear relatives out of love for me will fail to receive a hundredfold now, and in the future, eternal life, and the other. Give, and it will be given to you a good, full, well shaken, and overflowing measure will be poured into your lap. Yes, it is really like that. To those placing God above all else, and making God their center and work for the Lord their goal, God grants not only the salary proportionate to what they have done, but a hundredfold, to the point of the superfluous, in an overflowing measure, for God is so great a Lord, that he can cover his faithful servants with treasures beyond measure, and he is such a good father, that it is a joy for him, in the joy of his essence, to give joy to his creatures, nor can his treasures as a king and father risk being consumed, for, as from an inexhaustible fount, there cascades from within the eternal triad a continuous flow of power turning into graces for those who love him.